Hey guys, you are listening to ARPA's Archives. I'm your host, ARPA. Welcome. How are you guys doing? You already know the drill. We're going to do our mental health check-in. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you guys doing? Just take a minute to reflect. Really check in with yourself. Because as we know, this is important. If you haven't done it today, I'm your reminder. But for this episode, I wanted to touch on how the stigma of mental illness is really impacting our mental health. But before I do that, I want to share with you guys my mental health check-in. And I am someone who encourages people to be open about their mental health and just be honest about it. So your girl is struggling a little bit. I'm kind of at a 5. I'm in the middle. It's just been, I don't even know, because nothing in my life is particularly terrible right now. I'm just chilling, but for some reason my emotions are just all over the place. So it's not the greatest feeling, but yeah. And so one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot is how one of the biggest things that stops us from seeking help immediately is the stigma. And that's kind of why I wanted to talk about it more today with you guys. So thinking about it, the topic of mental health from a worldwide perspective is not entirely overlooked, because there's definitely been some progression in bringing awareness to the topic, but there's still, of course, so much work to be done, and the stigma is just so present in society. And it focuses on disregarding mental health and just striving to maintain physical health at the top of the well-being hierarchy, if you will. It encourages people to believe that their mental health is not a crucial aspect of their well-being. And because of this, people find it difficult to express those emotions and be vulnerable. And this just leads to feeling the feeling of powerlessness to themselves and to others. And it just sucks, just thinking that so many people who need mental health support are not being treated due to the stigma. And then it's just we really do need to pay attention to how the lack of treatment can lead to negative repercussions, such as suicide. Suicide is one of those things where until it happens, people just don't pay enough attention until someone is gone. And it's then we're over here just thinking I wish I paid more attention to the signs. I wish I could have done something sooner. And it's yeah, we do have to recognize these things sooner and talk about these things and just make it clear that we care. Because it's understanding mental health challenges is not at all a simple thing. I'm not trying to say it's easy. But it's really important to try to understand, because the stigmatization of people with mental disorders remains a key obstruction to the advancement of prevention, treatment, and illness recovery efforts. And it just really, the stigma is emphasized because people refuse to understand others' experiences and other situations. And then people are just holding on to these negative attitudes towards mental health. And it's just not solving anything. And people are just suffering in silence. And of course it doesn't help that underrepresented populations exist at the intersection of racism, classism, and just overall like health inequity, and their mental health needs are often intensified and mostly unfulfilled. Because we hear a lot and we've just like learned that like we have to be strong, just get over it, it's not that deep, like it's whatever. And it's just like we experience stigma in so many forms that are so common now, like mockery, judgment, like invalidation, and just like shame. And then you think about like how the presence of stigma from the public eventually leads to self-stigmatization and ultimately the reluctance to express or just empathize with our true emotions. And like that just leads to like the carelessness for one's own mental health needs. And we just begin to avoid the problem because we're trying to avoid the judgment and disapproval of others. And it sucks. It literally sucks that the stigma keeps people bound to silence. And then their mental health just deteriorates, and it's this whole thing. And it's just, it's not cute. And I just want to say that to whoever's listening, I need you to understand that there is so much strength. There is so much strength and vulnerability and being able to express what you're feeling, not only to yourself, but to others. Like, it takes so much courage, and it is such a beautiful thing to be able to do that. And I stand by that, and I encourage that. I encourage people to be open about their mental health whenever you're ready. It's not an easy thing, but it's so, so important to do. And I think that like with this like whole thing like regarding the stigma, if we want to talk about like what can we do, I think reducing the stigma really starts with education in our homes, communities, and our schools. Like, we really do need to teach people to observe, understand, and validate their emotions. Like, we definitely need to do a better job of checking in with those around us like regularly, giving them like space to express themselves, and of course like provide support and love. Like, we like have to remind people that there is professional help available if they need. There are so many resources that they can use if we cannot. Like, we can't provide all the help that people need if they're like struggling with a mental health issue. Like, I mean, not me. Like, I don't know who's listening to this, but like an ordinary like person like me, I can't like help someone in the way that they need to be helped. So just like, if you're like me and you're like in my shoes and you like, you're not like a mental health professional, encouraging people to seek professional help is something that we can do that is very beneficial. And we just have to remember that if we remain silent on the issues of mental illness and we hold on to the stigma, it's gonna remain a public threat and even bigger detriment to the lives of the people suffering. Like, the key thing to remember is that the reframing of the stigma starts with our desire to really understand, support, and raise awareness for those who need it. Because as we know, the stigma has not only silenced and demonized people who like even dared to declare a mental illness, but the shame and intense feelings of the stigma have become reasons for not seeking treatment. And like we talked about earlier, if people are not seeking treatment early on, it's gonna lead to self-destructive behaviors and a bunch of other negative consequences. And we don't want that. Of course we don't want that. So to like end the stigma, we really need to engage in conversations about mental health. We need to listen, we need to comfort, and we need to offer support to people. And of course, we have to recognize that having mental health issues is not a character flaw or a failure. The failure lies in the negative responses directed towards people who really just need help. People should not have to suffer in silence because they're scared to reach out. We need to do a better job. And we, like, this is the last point that I have. We need to remember that resilience cannot do all the healing. We can't just tell people to be strong and to be happy. It's not realistic and it's not helpful. We can't always do it on our own. People need other people, and people need the support of others to be able to just like access that type of care. And yeah, so that's about like all I have to say on that topic. I really hope you guys were able to take something away from that. Please prioritize your mental health. Take care of yourself. We talked a little bit about self-care in the last episode. Be sure to check up on people and check up on yourself. Be a friend to yourself. You spend a lot of time with yourself. Actually, you spend all of your time with yourself. So please make sure you're not neglecting yourself and your needs and just like your own health. But yeah, that's all I had to say. I really hope you guys took something away from this. But yeah, be safe. I'm about to go watch some lecture videos and study, eat dinner. But I will talk to y'all in the next episode. Bye.